We continue our readings in 1 Peter at chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, the likewise with which the chapter begins has reference back to the theme of submission that the apostle has been dealing with in the past verses from verse 13 in chapter 2, where he says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the demeanor of the wives, while they behold your chaste demeanor coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. So that, you see, there's a kind of submission enjoined upon husbands also in this phrase, giving honor unto the wife. And also in the word likewise, with which verse 7 begins, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Now, we mustn't miss the import of that statement. We'll not be dealing with that today, but notice what is implied. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. The implication being that those who don't obey this injunction, who don't refrain their tongue from evil, and their lips from speaking guile, will have real life and good days denied them by God. Did you notice the message on the text board this morning? Life in a mess. Consult the Maker's instructions. Here they are. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The kind of evil that Peter has in mind is the evil that the tongue can do in verse 10, and the lips. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Now, notice the parallelism with what Peter said in chapter 2. Look back to chapter 2, verse 20. What glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, and ye take it patiently, this is acceptable unto God. And so in verse 14, if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of that terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Now, the meaning of this verse is, sanctify Christ. The Lord refers to Christ. Sanctify Christ as God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good demeanor in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once for all suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers, being made subject unto them. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.